Good morning, Anthony Minicello.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well, mate. We're excited. We're planted in the middle of the Queen Street Mall,
I know,
Brisbane,
and
we're feeling the maroon hate, I suppose, but we're trying to turn it blue, mate. We're struggling at this stage, but we'll get there. We'll get momentum.
Excellent. Well, I'll be up there tomorrow, so I'm excited as well.
It's a strange thing, Minnie. There's some sort of conversation about there's not enough hate, there's not enough dislike between these two sides at the moment, now that Paul Gallen sort of stepped down as the public enemy number one from the New South Wales side here in Brisbane.
Yeah, no, look, I've sort of read a couple of articles on that, and, you know, Gallen was a guy that was bit up front and would, you know, poke the needle in and fire things up, but I think Boyd's a little bit different as a captain. I think he likes to sort of put his actions into words on the field. I suppose he's young as well, so you're not going to come in as a young captain and just start throwing little barbs at Queensland. And Gallen was pretty experienced at that type of stuff. So, you know, I'm sure in time he'll get to develop that sort of stuff. But at the moment, I think he's probably focusing on making sure his calf's right.
They can do it, can't they, Minnie? They did it game one up here, and they won't have the captain's run on the ground, which is sort of unusual, but we knew that from the first outing that wasn't the way they were going to do it, but they can do it.
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, if you look at the first two games, the first 80-minute performance and then the first 40-minute performance in game two, they really dominated Queensland. I think it wasn't until the second 40 in game two where they just sort of relaxed a bit mentally, didn't follow their plan, and didn't execute the 80 minutes. I think if they play, each individual plays their best and plays for the 80 minutes, executes their game plan, I think they should win and win well.
You know, fullback played pretty well, Anthony. What about Billy Slater? He rolled that ankle. He may not train today. Now, these blokes are tough. They get through a lot of things, but an ankle, you've got to run on it, put a lot of pressure on it. The swerving, the stepping on it, how do you think he'll be?
Yeah, especially with the way Billy plays as well. It's high energy, it's upbeat. It depends on if it sounds like ligament injury, if it's a joint, then you can probably try and get some painkillers in it. But I think it's if it's a rolled ankle, it's probably a slight ligament injury. So, you know, there'll be a bit of discomfort there. And I think, you know, New South Wales have to put pressure on him with a good kicking game. So if they can get their kicking game down inside the 20 and get that kick chase down there and pin Billy down inside that 20, then hopefully we can sort of get our sets off to a good start and sort of roll on there and stick to playing up the middle where they did the first, you know, game and a half.
And, Minnie, there's always the talk about Mitchell Pearce, but I think, in all honesty, I mean, he's probably in the form of his life. He's as settled and as focused, and along with him and Maloney, I mean, they're going to be the orchestrators of what the go forward is on the night. But Mitch is playing good footy, isn't he?
Oh, I think he's in his best form of his career. I think he's in a clear headspace where he's a little bit older now, and you know, he can, think under pressure a little bit more. I think that's probably the best way to put it. You know, as a halfback and as a director of the team, then he did come under fire in game two. But, you know, it's not solely on him. You know, there's 17 blokes out there, and he had his 5'8" with him as well. So I think, you know, from game two, I think hopefully the whole group has learned that you can't really relax for until the end siren is gone, because you know what Queensland are capable of. They will get a sniff and they will come back, especially at their home ground tomorrow night. So I think if they're mentally prepared right, it will be a tough battle, but I think they can win.
Mate, I mentioned that you were part of three consecutive series victories for New South Wales. Is there a secret to knocking over the Queenslanders that's a consistent one from your period to even now?
Each individual has to give it their best and play to their capabilities, and then, you know, you have to play to the team sort of structure. You know, no sort of selfishness in the team. It's a team It's a team game, so you got to make sure that you are, you know, playing for the 80 minutes. I suppose it's hard. Like, Queensland got that belief, no matter what minute it is in the game or how far down they are, they believe they can still win. You've seen that in game too. But that's what we have to break, that sort of belief. And I think that if both teams play their best for the first time in a long time, I think New South Wales win.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Now, mate, you always keep yourself fit. You're going to be running in the City to Surf this year.
I am. Yeah, I've been pretty excited to jump on board as one of their ambassadors this year. And 13th of August, I'm pretty excited. I've never done it before because of my footy career. And now I've got a chance to have a crack and join in with, you know, 80-plus thousand fans and runners and athletes. So I'm pretty excited about it. Young family's going to come and join with me. And, you know, I've lived in Bondi for a long time as well, so I've seen the streams of people and the atmosphere it does bring. So I can't wait.
Well, you can get to citytosurf.com.au to register, and you can save $10 on the registration costs up until August 1. That's fantastic, Mini. And final one from me, mate, in terms of Origin. And New South Wales, they win this. Are they on the cusp of having a few years of winning?
I think so, yeah, definitely. I think the team they picked this year is a really good team. They're at a really good age where they can stick to this squad for a number of years. So, you know, like in 2006 when Queensland snatched that victory out of the Blues last couple of minutes to start their run, and look where it's ended up. Well, it hasn't ended yet, so hopefully it does end tomorrow night. So I think they are. They're on the cusp of something special with a special group of players. And, you know, I believe they can do it.
Don't get ahead of yourselves. It's going to be tough. Yes. I know they're missing some star players, but it's going to be a classic encounter. Mini, good luck. And good luck getting up that heartbreak hill as well. Come City to Surf.
Yeah, thanks, boys. I can't wait for that one.
Good on you, Anthony.
Thanks, Mini.
Take it easy.
Anthony Minicello. Legend, really, for New South Wales after 19 internationals as well for his country. And I mentioned the success he had with New South Wales. And look at this, Slats. Can you believe this?
I know. It's fantastic.
We'll try and post some of these images up on 526 and also on social media. But we've got a couple of very, very proud New South Wales Blues with a massive Go Blues, yeah, Go.
I'll take a photo.
And remember, Queensland Sharks, have a great day. Very, very brave. Congratulations. Love the T-shirts as well. It had to happen. It had to happen, trying to turn Queen Street blue. We've got good support last series here as well, so let's hope that as we build up to tomorrow night's big game, we'll get more blue supporters in Queen Street Mall.